Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That was a lovely little chat we were just having off air, though. I did enjoy that.
Was a lovely little chat. I'll share one moment when you said the stress of your job. Shall I tell them?
What's
the
that
biggest
then?
Stress in your job is that tennis players' names are becoming unpronounceable.
Well, you know, you did touch
really
me when you said that, so they didn't consider you attractive enough to be on the television anymore, and they found, you know, somebody young and more handsome to do the Barclays stuff for them.
Quite right.
The thing is, there's no fun in finance apart. This is fun, and it's informative as well. But I mean, all these kind of straights and the market went up, and then it went down. Yeah. I mean, it's quite boring for most people.
No personality,
isn't it?
No personality. This is what we offer.
Right.
Bit of a worry.
Okay. Onto the markets then.
European stocks rose by 0.1% yesterday, enough to propel the Stock 600 to a third straight historic high. Travel and leisure shares very much leading way. The improving vaccination programme across the bloc and as the economies reopen has led to the recovery in the retail subsector, which hit a record high yesterday. Over on Wall Street, US equities closed within a touching distance of record highs as traders debate the impact of resurgent inflation on monetary policy. S&P 500 was flat to 6 points off the May 7th record high after fluctuating between gains and losses through the course of the trading session. The reality is, I think investors are a little bit cautious about taking large positions ahead of tomorrow's US inflation report and the European Central Bank meeting.
Well, this is it. Something could have been a rocket under Wall Street yesterday when that new consumer data comes out, and also sort of earnings season's about to kick off as well.
Yeah, exactly right. And that's one of the key things, of course. Markets will be waiting to see whether companies can fulfil those projections of very strong earnings growth, not only for the quarter, but during the course of this year and into next year, because the reality is that you've got equity markets trading up at elevated levels. That has been driven, of course, by multiple expansion, but it's also in expectation that earnings will remain strong. So I think to justify the rally and certainly to propel it further from here, we will need to see companies fulfilling those promises around earnings expectations.
I bet you had a few nervous moments last night poring over the ProPublica data, seeing that the name Henk Potts had been published as one of the world's richest people who never pays any income tax.
Absolutely zero concerns for me in that regard. I know you're happy to have authorities and the public investigate your financial and tax positions as a leading public figure, and I think that's admirable and something others should follow.
Yeah, you're going to get involved in the sausage wars at all. You better get stocking up.
I'm all good in that regard. No concerns there.
Really? Okay. Back to inflation, and producer prices are rising rapidly in China, stoking the whole inflation argument, really.
Exactly right. Surging commodity prices drove up China's factory gate inflation to the highest levels since 2008, actually, in May. The producer price index surged to 9% in May year-on-year, following a gain of 6.8% in April. Local commodity prices have been driven up by a mixture of stronger global demand as well as domestic hoarding and speculation. Concerned Chinese authorities have begun to introduce restrictions on commodity trading activity, considering price caps, and have also hinted at releasing strategic reserves to try and improve supply in an effort to curb price growth. Thus far, producers appear to have been absorbing the increase in input costs, which has been squeezing margins rather than passing it on to consumers. While consumer inflation has been picking up from low levels over the course of the past few months, May's headline CPI still relatively subdued, 1.3%, actually below expectations. Consensus, I think, was for 1.6%. However, we do forecast that the upward trend in core services inflation will continue as China gradually lifts COVID containment measures and consumer sentiment improves. We forecast that CPI will peak at 2.9% in the fourth quarter before easing back to a 2% average in 2022. I think, as you quite rightly said, markets will be watching the Chinese data very closely. Rising producer prices in the world's largest exporter certainly adds to evidence of growing global price pressures down the line.
I must admit, I was quite disappointed to see the name Warren Buffett on that ProPublica list, you know, allegedly. Instead of paying his taxes, he's been guzzling Cherry Coke all these years.
Well, he's a big fan, of course, of Cherry Coke. One would suspect that Warren Buffett has made suitable tax arrangements. But
well, they all within, have, haven't they?
Well, within the laws and requirements.
Well, I don't think anyone's claiming they broke the law. They've taken advantage of tax avoidance schemes which are open to all Americans, said a spokesman for Elon Musk.
Okay, exactly. So I don't think you can blame individuals for that necessarily. I think what you can say is authorities need to tighten the rules if they don't like certain behaviours.
Quite right, too. And from Elon Musk onto Bitcoin, oh dear.
Yeah, Bitcoin slumped to a two-week low yesterday. It was down around about 7% at one stage during the course of the trading session to around $33,200, although has recovered a little bit, but it's been a volatile start actually to trading this morning. Some reports the FBI has recovered a large proportion of the ransom paid by the Colonial Pipeline to hackers, perhaps calling into question whether crypto is truly outside the control of government. Bitcoin still up 14% this year, but has plunged from a peak of almost $65,000 in mid-April. Mind you, that outsized volatility must be accepted by investors if they do decide to allocate capital in this space. Sell-off, as we know, has been exacerbated by negative comments from Elon Musk, particularly around energy use required to mine coins, along with Chinese authorities stopping banks from accepting and processing cryptocurrency payments.
Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar, 141.5 this morning. Euro dollar just coming in below 122. You can get €1.16 for that British pound this morning.
So what does today hold? Another round of endless boring reports and reports on radio stations.
Meetings.
Market's gone up, market's gone down, gold is up.
Writing our global outlook for June. I'll be concentrating on China and the US outlook today. So enough to keep me going. Capital market assumptions meeting later today. We're focusing on that as we build out our SAA, TAA.
Okay,
these are some of the things I've got on my plate. You?
I don't know, really. But
Stella,
beach,
sun deck, bit of gardening.
That's a good idea. I know it's going to might be a thunderstorm this afternoon. But I'll tell you what, you better get down Waitrose and buy a packet of Wall's bangers before the balloon goes up.
The dear lovely boerewors at my local butcher's fantastic.
There won't be any left by the time you rock up. Okay, thank you. Speak to you tomorrow.
Have a good day.
Hang pots and Barclays.